Back at Section 314 Podcast. My name is Sam, and with me, as always, is Maggie. And we're heading into Game 3, not the way we wanted it to go, but, you know, everybody's been saying it already. You know, we weren't supposed to be here. We made a heck of a run. I mean, and now we're here, but it's, you know, Games 1 and 2, we're not playing bad hockey. You know, we're playing really good hockey. We're sticking with them toe-to-toe, and it's just like there's just one or two little things that go wrong that literally have been the difference in this whole entire series, in these games, and it's the reason we're down 2-0 in the series. And it's like if you know, a couple bounces go our way or something like that, this could be an entirely different series. But now we're back at home for games 3 and 4, and it's time to, you know, show some fight. I mean, we already have, but it's time to show some true fight and show them, hey, like, we're here to compete, and we're here to you know, stand toe-to-toe with you to the very end. Game 6, game 7, whatever it's got to be. Right, Maggie?
Yeah. Like you said, no one thought we would be here. I mean, January, I think the odds were, 23% to make the playoffs? And then they went on that crazy streak, made the playoffs. Now we're in game 3. We're going back to St. Louis tomorrow. It is an 8:30 p.m. game against Winnipeg. I would say the first two games have been very close. It's not like it's a, you know, 10-0 game. Blues are getting shut out. Like, it is a very, it's been very good hockey. Both games have been very good, fought till the end. I think going back home and playing at home will be good. Hopefully pick up 2 wins at home. They recently just won 12 home games. So I'm hoping, you know, pick up 13, 14 at home, get the momentum going, get the home crowd. Just something about being home wearing them blue sweaters. I got a good feeling about it.
And it's so, if you're listening to this, it's probably game day. Okay, we got the game. It's probably game day already for you if you're already listening to this. And just a couple pointers here that I have for my game 3 preview is I've noticed a couple things watching. So game 1, I was working for most of it, so I couldn't really watch it. Couldn't really sit down and watch thoroughly, like every detail about what's going on. Couldn't take good notes. But game 2, I was watching all the way. From my perspective, I thought Hellebuck, he gives up rebounds like crazy, it seemed like. It just seems like every time we kind of get in and throw the puck at the net, it just seems like nobody's there for the rebound. We don't have enough numbers up at that point to get something going. And I just feel like he gives up quite a lot of rebounds, and he's not too great with the puck behind the net. You know, with stick handling, he's not too great at that. So we can probably apply a little bit more pressure there, knowing that he's, you know, not as good as Bennington with that. Maybe he coughs up a puck, or, you know, tries to chip it away and gives it right to our players or something like that. Just put the pressure on him, because I don't think he'll be able to handle it too well. Something else I've noticed is I feel like we've done great with the PK, but we also got to stop taking silly accidental penalties, because it's costing us our momentum. I think we did a good job with the PK game 2, but it's like that's also cutting away time for us to, you know, get a odd man rush going, getting some extra shots on net, whatever it may be. It's you know, when you're on the PK in the playoffs, that's taking away time for you to gain momentum, to gain pressure, gain more shots and potential goals in that time. And when you're spending it just on the PK, it's a waste of time, especially when there's silly things, accidental things where your stick gets caught up in somebody. It's killing our momentum. And also, if you watch closely in game 2, in the offensive zone, a lot of our passes back to our pointman, our defenseman at the point, it just seemed like they were medicine balls to them, and they couldn't keep the puck in the offensive zone because of it. I don't know if they're, some of them, like, I couldn't see because they're along the boards. I don't know if they are bad passes or too hard or what may have you, but it seemed like half of our passes, like, we couldn't keep them in the zone. And that's killing us. That's killing, you know, our momentum in the offensive zone to get something set up when we've got something going. And I've noticed that mostly in the second and third period. And then lastly, I think we just overall, we have to do better on the power play. We need to move the puck a lot faster in the offensive zone. You need to be quick with the puck and get your shot off quick. It doesn't have to be pretty, but, you know, you need to set up something quick and set up more opportunities on the power play, especially when their goalie's giving up rebounds like crazy.
Yeah, I like all the points that you mentioned. I do have to bring up Colton Parenko has not been his best. So kind of hoping that he can get it together. Same with Nick Leddy. Just hasn't been what we've been seeing all season. So I'm hoping they can find something and get going. Still haven't heard anything about Holloway, so he is still out. Robert Thomas had a maintenance day today, but will play tomorrow. I honestly don't think they should go with 11. I mean, definitely the score was different with an 11-7. You know, they lost 2-1, but I think they need more offensive presence. So I think going, you know, your 12-6, you need that tomorrow. You need to make a statement. You need to keep shooting. Just like Jimmy Snuggaroo, take some notes from that kid who just keeps shooting and they're going in. He is a lot of fun to watch. So
Prime example, what are we going to be doing for 60 minutes in the offensive zone?
Yeah, literally the other night he took a shot and then it went off and then he shot again and scored. Like, I was not expecting that, to be honest. I wasn't expecting him to shoot as much as he is, but I mean, they're going in, so there's no reason not to.
Yeah, for our veterans, I hope that's a good, you know, hard look in the mirror to say, holy crap, this kid can play with us. We need to step it up. And, you know, who's watching Kyle Connor on that second goal?
That kid is sneakily good. He is like the most awkward looking man, but he's decent. So is Scheifele.
Yeah, they're going to be moving a lot.
I think the Winnipeg Jets are a good team, but I also think that the team that's in front of Hollowbook is the reason why he's good. He's a good goalie, but he doesn't look like a 45-0 goalie to me. The goals that were going in on him the other night, I was like, okay, I don't see it, but I think it's just the team that's playing well in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team for sure. I mean, President's Trophy winners, number one seed, and we're the last seed in the playoffs, and it's just, or at least in the Western Conference, but we're right there with them. I mean, if you've been watching, we're right there with them. It can be done. It's just a few tweaks in the defense and a few tweaks in the offense, and it's like we can take these guys down if we really wanted to. I don't know why we're playing so scared. It's like, you know, it's like after that second goal, it's like there's our offensive pressure just like went away. It wasn't as effective as I've seen it, or as I know it can be. And I get it. These guys are young. Some of them, you know, not too much playoff experience and stuff like that. But some of these veterans got to kind of pick up and say, dude, pick your head up and we just got to keep rolling with the punches and keep punching back. That's the only way you're going to get out of this with a win.
Yeah, it's been interesting because I feel like the Blues have been playing very good third quarter hockey this part of the season. And that's kind of been when we have been, you know, laying off the gas. We're playing the first 40, but not the last 20. Need them to play a full 60 and get these next two wins at home. Will be huge. They need it.
Forgive me if I've said this before, but, well, I know I said earlier in the beginning of this podcast, this episode, I said that, you know, it's just like a few little small things that have been the entire difference between games one and games two in the series overall. And it's like if a few other things just bounce our way, or we just do something like a tad bit differently, it's like this is a whole different series. And with that being said, it's like you got to come into game three. Because, like, these are close games, right? These have been close games. They've not been blowouts. It's been a fight back and forth evenly all the way through until, you know, those few little things happen, and then Winnipeg wins. So the whole point being is that you need to come into game three and game four, and you need to set the tone early in these games, you know, and just dictate the scoring, the physical play, that stuff like that, and just get like three goals off these guys quick, and just give them a big smack across the face to let them know, like, we're not messing around. We're here to dictate the tone and not play defensively as games one and two. We say I got on there and set the tone early and just kind of lay it down, and then that way we don't have to, you know, fight back late in the game and have like some stupid weird things happen that makes the difference the entire game. You got to set the tone early.
Yeah, I agree with that. First and second game have been crazy. So many hits. I am loving the Shin versus Shin battle. Those hits are crazy. Those have been fun to see. But I think this game will definitely slow down. I think the players are going to start feeling after 1 and 2 how aggressive that was. So maybe it slows down a little bit for both teams. And game 3, maybe game 4, depending on how the series goes, could see it pick up again. But I think they all kind of came out way too hot in the beginning of the series. I mean, it's been fun. That's what hockey's about. But, you know, you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to be injured and be taken out. So, you know, kind of have to slow it down a little bit, both sides. So, yeah, I'm hoping Blues have a big offensive game tomorrow. I am predicting a Blues win. How about you?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, we know we're right there. We're so close. We can taste it. We're probably sick and tired of these little stupid things happening that makes the difference in the games. And like one of their goals the other day shouldn't even really have been a goal. It's just trickled off our player and went in. You know, it's the Kyle Connor thing. You know, you can't be letting them sit there at the top of the crease between the circles all alone. When they dish it up to him in that area, you know, he's going to score, you know, probably a good 7 out of 10 times. You can't let that happen. But again, we're probably ready to get a win back out of the series at least once, because we know we're right there. We know we can fight. And these players have shown that they want to fight, and they have. So I'm ready for us to get a win here in game 3 at least.
Do you think that they stick with Benner this whole series?
Yeah, he's been playing well. He's made some highlight reel saves in this series. And if you're talking to me as a coach, I'm saying, play the hot hand. Like, don't take him out. I wouldn't say like take him out now. Like that, I just think that'd be a weird move. It'd be weird timing, especially coming back at home. And let him at least start game 3. If he loses, I don't know. I don't see him pulling him. I think they're sticking with him for game 3 for sure. I just think that'd be weird to pull him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I just didn't know what you were thinking. I mean, I know we're not the coaches, but I mean, I know both have been playing well, but I do agree that you should go with Benner. He's been hot.
He's definitely earned it, for sure.
Yeah, so the Blues play tomorrow night at Enterprise Center in St. Louis at 8:30 p.m. Central. Yeah.
What sucks is it's an 8:30 start. For like a weekday, that sucks.
It's all about the playoffs. Yeah. Tell me about it. It's 9:30 here.
Gosh.
But luckily, I'm off Friday, so I'm going to stay up and watch the game, hopefully, unless I fall asleep, but I'm hoping I stay up. So, yeah, Blues play tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m., and then play again Sunday at 1 p.m. Central. That's an interesting playoff game.
Little matinee. Yeah.
I do not like day games. I don't like day games, and I don't think the players do either.
We're god awful at day games, so we're god awful at day games, so we gotta get a win here while we can. In game 3. We gotta get a win here. Do you have anything else before we cut out of here? I don't really have too much else to add. We know what's up. I've given my pointers on what to do for game 3, and that's all I got for now. There's not too much to talk about. You know, it's not like a whole season worth of games. You got one opponent, long series, and you know what you got to do for game 3, and that's what we're focused on right now.
Yep. I don't have anything else, but we can come back after game 3 and 4. Hopefully Blues pull out a 2 at home, and we're back here where the series tied on Monday or Tuesday or whatever day. Blues play in Winnipeg Wednesday, so I'm hoping to talk to you after at least game 4.
Yeah, for sure. If you're listening to this, if you're going to game 3, you know, have fun, be loud. Jets fans, they showed up for their home games. They were loud. They were good. They had good chance. We got to bounce back and do the same. You know, we got to create a good atmosphere for our boys. So have fun and be loud and just leave it all out there. You know, make it a great, whether we lose or not, have a, you know, make a great experience out of it. That's all I got
to
say.
Yeah, shout out to everybody who gets to go to the game. I am so jealous. I want to be there. I know people who are going. So like Sam said, be loud, be proud, show up for the boys, and hopefully they show up for us.
Yes, ma'am. So that will do it for us for now. Thank you so much for listening. If you got friends or family that, you know, love the Blues, tell them to hit us up, Section 314 Podcast. if you know people going to the game tonight, go send this to them. Say, hey, you're going to the game tonight. Here's what you gotta know before going to the game. What it's gonna take to win game 3. So thank you so much for listening. And until the ice is clean again, we'll see y'all next time. Section 314, your favorite online tailgate.